Hello, I'm Marianne, and shortly John and I will have Information Desk. But before Information Desk, here are some more news stories from the past week.
And we have three more with a seasonal flavour, a Christmas celebration for an inspirational lady, and a Christmas bank with a difference. But to start, one way to get rid of that Christmas tum. Almost 100 people ran off their festive excesses by taking part in a mid-Christmas blowout and helped to raise about £2,000 for charity at the same time. Neil Featherby, former professional runner and owner of Sportlink Running and Fitness Centre in Taverham, said the 15th Felthorpe Boxing Day Hare and Hounds run was the best one yet. In total, 17 teams and 96 runners, all kitted out in fancy dress on Monday, chased down Mr. Featherby, who, as always, was the Boxing Day Hare. Mr. Featherby said, "It was absolutely fantastic. It's fun, a mid-Christmas blowout, but it's grown over the last few years to what it is now. We had some of the best runners in Norfolk to those who just like to run for fun. It was a 100% fun run with the emphasis on having a good time, a bit of a blowout, and helping to raise some money for some good causes as well. The race, which is never the same course but has certain features that reappear, such as Drayton Drury, which is essentially a bog, has helped raise more than £20,000 for local charities and those in the community over the past decade and a half."
Christmas is a time traditionally when families come together to spend time with one another and celebrate their union of love. And for one family, the guest of honour at a special pre-Christmas dinner at the Blue Boar Pub in Sprowston was an inspirational 86-year-old Sylvia Dieth, who has not let her blindness get in the way of raising 9 children, 21 grandchildren and 29 great-grandchildren. Teresa Ball, 53, Mrs. D.S.'s youngest child, was one of 8 siblings who came together for the special lunch at the Wroxham Road pub just before Christmas. Mrs. Ball from Porringland said she was there, pride of place. "It was a little Christmas gathering. It was lovely. She loves it when we all get together." Mrs. Dieth, who was born in Suffolk, did not go to school until she was 10, came to Norwich, age 16, when she worked at the Blind Institute in Magpie Road, where she met her future husband Cyril, who was also blind. The couple, who married in 1952, lived at Magpie Road before moving to Charlton Road in the city and then Lozenger Crescent off Aylsham Road, which would become their family home. Mrs. Dieth and her husband, who died in 1989, divorced, meaning she spent many years bringing up her children on her own, but with the support of a home help who came to be viewed as part of the family. Mrs. Ball described her mother as an inspiration who never let the problems with her sight affect her. She said she didn't see it as anything because she's never seen. "She's always said to me, I'd rather be blind than deaf. She's just unbelievable, really. She used to play 10-pin bowling, lawn bowls, and she could play the piano and the accordion."
Santander has launched Santa and Deer, a Christmas bank that aims to make a difference. Since December the 5th, people have been depositing toys at any of the bank's branches in exchange for chocolate coins. Both of the Santander branches in Norwich set up Santa and Deer toy collection boxes and saw around 70 toys donated by local children. Sue Dothwaite, Managing Director of Santander Business, and James Vivers, Branch Director for Norwich, presented the toys to East Anglia's Children's Hospices at the charity's Quiddenham Hospice. The generous donations from local children will really help make Christmas that little bit more special for families at each this year. Some famous faces were involved too. Jessica Ennis-Hill and Jensen Button donned a two-man reindeer costume in Santander's promotional video.